This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Live, we're launching into yet another hour here, hour number two, in fact, where you got plenty of time to join us on the radio, talk about anything you want to discuss. We've been talking about hypocritical organized religion being protested by Marisa Papin, arguably one of the most controversial models on the planet. She doesn't just take her clothes off, she takes her clothes off in places where that's a no-no. like more so than other places, such as Vatican City in the streets, while sitting on a stack of Bibles in
Egypt.
Egypt.
Rooftops in Israel.
Correct. And among other places. So, and she's been arrested several times now. And so
yes.
She's
as has her photographer.
Correct. They've worked together on a number of projects, and it's pretty interesting stuff. Her website, Marisa Papin, that's MarisaPapen.com, with full photos of the things that they've done, including her own text to kind of accompany it. So she's not only a very beautiful young lady, but also a writer, and her photographer seems to know what he's doing as well. But it led to a discussion about the hypocrisy of religion in the piece at the Daily Mirror. She's quoted saying, "For me, the biggest problem is with the institutions built around religion. They are driven by money and are soulless." So that's not necessarily to say that she isn't religious. I don't know. Maybe she is. Maybe she's an atheist. Maybe she's not. But she definitely has a problem with organized religion, the big organized religions. And I think that's completely understandable. This show is run by the Shire Free Church. That is an interfaith church that has no real organization to it. Everybody involved in it is sort of an independent. There's no board of elders that's in charge of everything. And it's very decentralized. If you want to learn more about it, you can go to church.shiresociety.com to check that out. And so I think that I totally agree. I have no interest in the old organized religions. They're very corrupted. They're corrupt in their messaging. They're corrupt in their in that they are very hypocritical in the things that they say versus the things that they do. You were giving examples, Daryl, of yet another example. I mean, because this isn't a new news story. It's just the most recent news story that some megachurch pastor bought his wife a Lamborghini, and while at the same time Jesus suggested that you should sell your possessions.
Correct.
And so, it's clear that there's hypocrisy. And then there's also the sort of the insulting aspect of it where a lot of these pastors, especially in the Christian religion, will encourage their flock to give until it hurts.
Right.
I forget what the terminology is, but there's a certain belief system that
the prosperity gospel is what it's referred to.
That's what it is. Can you
God
explain
wants
that?
You to be rich. You've just got to send me that last $100 or last 50.
It'll come back to you.
It's going to come back to you tenfold if you just have enough faith.
Well, and to some extent, there's something to the idea that what you give, you receive. I mean, that if you give out in life generously, then it will come back to you in a sort of a karmatic way. But they're literally saying, if you give a dollar, you'll get, 10 back.
And I have been flipping channels and heard some of these prosperity preachers say, it doesn't matter if you only have enough money to pay your electric bill. You send that to me and God's going to give it back to you.
Yeah.
So send me money
instead of paying for your electricity. Yeah.
Send me money instead of paying your rent.
While that same person is likely tooling around in a BMW or Lamborghini or whatever it is.
That is not any kind of religious teaching that I want to be involved with.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's teaching irresponsibility. That's not teaching some kind of greater benefit to, I don't even know what they think they're benefiting.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm always impressed when I see the generosity of people who are down on their luck.
Right.
Because I've seen that happen in real life. Not giving to a pastor, I'm not talking about that, but like somebody who's already having a tough time giving money to somebody on the streets who's even having a worse time.
Right, and it wasn't that long ago that I had actually pulled up the statistics, and I think we discussed on the air that the poorer states tend to give more than the wealthier states.
Yeah.
Per capita.
As in the people in those states.
Correct. The people that live in, say, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, they wind up giving per capita as a percentage of their income more to charity than people in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Maine, Michigan,
I suspect,
California.
Now, obviously, correlation isn't causation, but I suspect it's due to the fact that a person who is poorer can empathize better with the plight of someone else who is even poorer than them. You know?
Yes. And then something else that's very interesting is that there's sort of an inverse correlation, if you will, of overall tax burdens with the amounts that are given to charity.
Mm-hmm.
So
the higher taxed states.
States with higher tax burdens tend to not give as much per capita because a lot of times people think, why do I need to donate to the homeless shelter? The city runs it.
Right.
Why do I need to donate to a food bank? Why do I need to donate to any of these services? That's why I pay taxes.
They do love to say things like that, and they'll even say that taxes are the price of a civilized society, which is
right. Ridiculous. And that they'll also, the metaphorical they will say, you don't need, fill in the blank weapon to defend yourself. That's why you have cops. The cops are there to defend you. But yet again, earlier this week, a federal court ruled that no. There's no obligation for the cops to protect you.
Yeah, that
there's no obligation at all.
Doesn't mean they won't show up and ruin your life if they get called.
Right, but it's one of those, and I realize you're not really on Facebook anymore. I don't know how active you are on Twitter, so I don't know if
not
you
that
see
much.
The memes, but you've seen like the sweating guy meme with the two choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, you don't need fill in the blank weapon to defend yourself. That's why we have cops. And then the other little button is cops have no obligation to protect you. Like, that's what the average American, they're like, I can't figure out which one of these buttons to push.
Well, the average person doesn't know that the cops have no obligation to protect them. That comes as a shock, as one of our callers pointed out the other night.
Well, the headline that was all over the media on Tuesday, people are seeing the headline, court rules, cops had no obligation to protect high school students who are being
burned
upon.
Yeah. I do have a story, and maybe I want to talk about it tomorrow night, but I'll go ahead and let you know that it's out there over at freekeen.com about the police sending a SWAT team to apprehend a nonviolent man having a mental breakdown in his own home. There's pretty harrowing. There's a pretty shocking photo and video there. Pretty amazing stuff. Highly recommend you take a look at that over at freekeen.com when you get a chance. But we got other things in the hopper here tonight. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. On the way, Daryl, you've got a story about the border wall. Apparently, there was a GoFundMe that was started to fund said border wall independently.
Yes.
You've got an update on that. Plus, I've got from Reason.com, Lenore Skenazy. You may remember her from the Free Range Kids blog.
Yep.
She's got the top 10 worst helicopter parenting moments of 2018. So we can do all of that and more. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's start with helicopter parenting here.
All right.
Kidnapping, Halloween, and snowballs. In 2018, we freaked out about each of these things and many others.
I did.
And by we, she means people who aren't reading this article, I suspect. Here are the year's 10 most vexing moments for the free-range parenting movement. Number one, I guess she's going in reverse order here. Number one, after a passerby witnessed a man seemingly abducting a little girl in a shopping mall parking lot in Brighton, England, all hell broke loose. Helicopters were scrambled. Cops went door to door. The mall aired the closed circuit footage over and over again until the man was finally found. No, he wasn't an abductor. He was the girl's father. Cops confirmed. Sorry for the fuss. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. What is a helicopter parent? Well, we will define on the way here and give you some more ridiculous examples of overreactions. It's Free Talk Live.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him a burglar is trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd, while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at FreeEscapeBook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, FreeEscapeBook.com. FreeEscapeBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free, bring up what you want. We're going to talk about more overreactions. when it comes to parenting and children and what they call helicopter parents. These are the kinds of parents who are constantly hovering over their, not just children, but the helicopter parenting phenomenon goes all the way through college, basically, where these overprotective moms and dads will be as present as possible in their child's life for as long as possible.
Yeah, you know, there are people that want to think that this just happened within the last 5 or so years. No, this was starting when we were in high school.
Yeah, well, I remember we talked about the phenomenon all the way back to the beginning of Free Talk Live, it feels like. At least, back when we were in the Florida years.
I remember there were some people a few years younger than me that they had those parents that were just always at everything. And, that was back when I was in high school, so it wasn't necessarily my graduating class or the people that were in high school with me, but people that would have been going into high school the next year had those parents that were just always there. The parents would go on dates with kids.
That's crazy.
Go to job interviews.
Wow. Yeah, that's one of those typical helicopter parent things, and you want to talk about an embarrassment.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how embarrassing it would be to have your mom come to a job interview?
Yeah.
So, speaking of the free-range style parents, so like you get the helicopter parents on one end, and then you get the free-range parents that are, I support them because I think that it's important for young people to be allowed to grow up at their own pace rather than having this helicopter parent constantly trying to prevent that from happening. I bet you're going to see a lot of free-range parents down at Anarchapulco, where a bunch of great speakers will be there, including Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano and dozens more, speaking on entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. And as I understand it, if you bring your kids, they get in free. They get free tickets. That's what I've seen with Anarchapulco. I don't have kids, so I didn't have to go through that process. But you probably have to register them in advance, of course.
Speaking of free-range parenting, Dana Martin is a speaker.
Yeah, she's a huge...
Kat Bleich is a speaker.
Both of them are big-time free-range parenters. So go check them out over at anarchapulco.com. You can use code FTL. It's coming up in just less than 2 months now, February 14th through the 17th. It's beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. The sun and beaches of a world-class resort will be the host to this amazing convention that this year in 2018 was a sellout. So they are expecting next year, and again, just a couple months away, to sell out as well. So great excuse in the middle of winter time for a lot of you to go down to a beautiful Acapulco and hang out with thousands of liberty-loving people, including parents and families. So check it out, anarchapulco.com, code FTL. So we go to Ryan. He's in Houston listening online via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Long-time Amper here. Just want to remind everybody to join the AMP program.
That's very kind of you.
Thanks. Not only are cops not obligated to protect you, but they are forbidden from rendering you assistance in a lot of situations. My girlfriend had a flat tire right after Hurricane Harvey. There's a cop sitting at a city park by where her flat was, and she didn't have a tire iron in her car to take the lug nuts off. I go up to the cop car, drenched in the rain. He gets out looking at me like I'm all suspicious, like a criminal's going to walk up to his car. And I ask him if I could check to see if this tire iron fit my girlfriend's car. Got a flat in the rain. And he said, no, we can't. We can't do that kind of stuff.
And this was Texas? This was a Texas cop?
This is Texas, right after we have a freaking huge natural disaster. Like, this is still, it's still raining from Hurricane Harvey.
It's rare that the police do things that I think fondly of, but there was actually, I did see here in New Hampshire within the last several years, as I was driving down one of the state roads, I did see an elderly woman who was on the side of the road, and there was a state police officer was actually helping her change a tire. I actually saw that happen. That's good. Yeah.
Well, in Texas, they'll just tell you off.
That's not my job, buddy. Call AAA.
Amen. All right, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, Ryan, for the story. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. When I saw that, I was like, you know what? That's what they should be doing.
Right.
instead of pulling people over for speeding or some other non-crime where there's no victim, which they spend the bulk of their day doing that kind of crap, if they were actually, if you saw the police, instead of having pulled somebody over and writing them a ticket, if 9 times out of 10 they were actually helping some old lady or somebody on the side of the road with, you know, fixing their car, that would be, like, heartwarming.
But, Ian, that doesn't generate revenue.
You're right, it doesn't. But it does generate good feelings. And
oh, you know what else generates good feelings? On hot summer days when the cops pull people over and give them ice cream cones.
Nuh-uh, that doesn't happen. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. How could they have an ice cream cone at the ready to give to somebody on a hot summer day? You mean like a ticket for a free ice cream cone?
That's generally what it is, but
a coupon?
The headlines that get put out on, you know, like, your local news is cops handing out ice cream cones.
I hate those stories because...
Oh, see, look, they're doing public relations.
Yeah,
the mafia also does public relations.
Look, I get the cops want to seem like they're, you know, they want to have like some sort of public relations campaign, seem like they're being friendly, but you're not being friendly when you pull somebody over, you
right.
know? It's not like they have an alternative, like, alarm, you know, instead of the siren that it turns on an ice cream jingle, like you
right.
get from the ice cream truck. It's not like they flip that on and then you know, oh, it's okay, I'm getting pulled over to get free ice cream. Hell yeah.
Right.
No, it's... They're pulling you over with the same lights and sirens that they would normally pull you over
and
with.
And then everybody thinks, oh, crap, it's the cops.
Yeah.
What did I do now?
Your heart starts
How
racing.
Much is this going to cost me?
Yeah.
I hope they don't find out about that warrant that I've got.
You hope they don't smell the, you know, the joint that somebody just put out in the ashtray from the back seat or whatever. And that's ultimately what this is to some extent. It's, I think... It is a fishing expedition. I think it's a way to pull people over with no probable cause or reasonable suspicion whatsoever and say, well, we don't need reasonable. We're just pulling people over to give them coupons.
Yeah.
And then if they see something, well, they're going to put you under arrest. And I suspect you won't get the ice cream coupon.
Right.
If they see an open container, if they see, you know, a bag of marijuana or whatever, whatever it is. So I think that's what this really is all about. It's just an excuse to pull people over. But regardless, toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, the police are part and parcel to a lot of this overreaction with young people. We're going through the 10 worst helicopter parenting moments of 2018, according to Lenore Skenazy at the Reason.com hit-and-run blog. Number 2 on the list here, and we're going from 1 to 10, by the way, because that's the way it's ordered. On the list. When Ohio 5-year-old Braylon Carwell started having seizures after trick-or-treating and tested positive for meth, parents were warned to check for poison candy. A few days later, Braylon's dad, a former drug user, was charged with meth possession and evidence tampering. Said the local police chief, quote, "We are extremely confident that Braylon did not ingest any candy from trick-or-treat that was tainted." The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Again, the mythology around Halloween is that there's all this drugged candy out there, and there's almost no evidence that has ever happened in the history of Halloween. More coming up. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Senate is expected to vote today on a House-passed temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown starting this weekend. Vice President Pence, Budget Director and Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and Presidential Advisor Jared Kushner have met with Democratic leader Chuck Schumer ahead of the vote. But the president has dug in his heels, demanding more than $5 billion for the border wall, or he says he will let the shutdown happen to protect the country.
We are going to be working very hard to get something passed in the Senate. There's a very good chance it won't get passed. It's up to the Democrats. So it's really the Democrat shutdown.
If there is a shutdown, it will only be a partial one. A number of agencies are already funded through September of next year and wouldn't be affected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us on the radio if you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about not just helicopter parenting, but also the overreaction that tends to come with this societal fear that people have been imbued with over the the supposed protection of children.
Right.
And that it's gone and has been going way too far, way overboard for a long time. And it doesn't, you know, as far as pendulum swings go, this one seems to just continue to be swinging. We have not seen the swing back yet toward where parents will actually, like, I don't know, actually allow their children to grow up and, you know, be independent and not be hovering over them.
Well, there is a, you know, small subset, and then the helicopter parents wind up whenever they see a kid walking to the playground two blocks away from where they live, promptly call the cops, and then the cops show up and, "Oh, little boy, you must be lost. Where do you live?" Right there.
Guess
I
what?
Can see the house. And then the cops take little Timmy and they bang on the front door and they yell at Johnny and Sue about why little Timmy was at the playground without supervision.
You know that's coming. You know that story. I mean, there's always some sort of variant of what you're talking about where somebody reports kids for being on a playground without mom.
That there was the guy in Hawaii that wound up, I forget what he was charged with, because he dared allow his son to walk to school half a mile away.
Back when, you know, in my day, You know, you could do that, and it wasn't a problem. In fact, before my day, they would say you could do it with a rifle strapped to your back.
When I was in, like, elementary and middle school, the bus stop was half a mile from my house.
Yeah. Yeah, now Will Coley, who's the host of Call to Freedom, which is a great show on LRN.FM in the afternoons, he says that the bus will not drop off his son if there's no one standing outside of the house. So they pull up right in front of the house.
Latchkey kids apparently aren't
things
anymore?
It's apparently a thing of the past, yeah. It's crazy. I couldn't believe it, but that's apparently the policy. So there was one day that he could not do his show because his show starts at 4 o'clock Eastern time. His son gets home at like 3:30 because it's an elementary school thing.
Right.
They get out later. And his son gets home at like 3:30. Something was up with his wife. She couldn't be out front of the house. He got a call from the school or from the bus company or whoever it is, because here in New Hampshire they have a private bus company that does the government school busings. Anyway, somebody called to say, there's nobody outside of your house. So he had to leave here at like 2 minutes till his airtime. I had to put on a refeed of his show because he had to go get his son.
Yeah.
From the bus, even though all his son would have had to do was walk up to the damn front door of the house. They drop him right in front of the house.
Right.
But apparently that's a no-no.
And the driveway, to call it a 50-foot driveway is probably to overestimate by 5 or 10 feet.
Yeah, 30, 40 foot, sure. So we continue on the list of the top 10 worst helicopter parenting moments of just 2018, mind you. This is just this year from Lenore Scanese over at Reason.com. But I do want to let you know that Bitcoin.com has announced their partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. You go to giftcards.bitcoin.com. They got many of the world's leading brands on their roster, hundreds of brands, including ones that you know, like Home Depot and Uber, Apples and Domino's. Giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pick the gift card that you want. Follow the instructions on the screen. Make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com. And by the way, Bitcoin Cash having a nice little comeback this week in its price compared to Bitcoin BTC, so it's nice to see that happening. Will it last? I don't know.
With eGifter, I don't know if this works if you go through giftcards.bitcoin.com, but I apparently signed up at some point for the eGifter newsletter, and they sent out some coupon codes.
Oh, sweet.
That might be good for, I think one of them was get an extra $5 on a Domino's gift card.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So I guess you can sign up for that. That's separate of Bitcoin or giftcards.bitcoin.com. Or maybe it is, maybe it isn't. We don't know.
The giftcards.bitcoin.com uses eGifter. Right. That's why I said I don't know if the coupon codes still work.
Yeah,
if you go through that link, but that's something that you might want to try.
So back on to the list of the 10 most helicoptery parenting things of 2018. Number 3, Child Protective Services showed up at the home of Corey Wyden, a mom in Willamette, Illinois, after someone reported seeing her daughter, age 8, walking the dog alone.
Dun, dun, dun. At 2 o'clock in the morning, and she didn't have a headlamp or a flashlight.
No, it doesn't, I don't have the
She was also selling crystal meth at the street corner.
Investigators interrogated the mom, her daughter, other family members, and the girl's pediatrician before coming to their senses and admitting the mom had not committed neglect. Whew. Thank goodness. There are some places where you will get brought up on criminal charges, like New York. We've heard stories out of New York and California where people are criminally charged for letting their kids play in a playground without supervision.
Yeah.
Number 4 on the list, preschoolers in Nova Scotia were not allowed to play on their playground's equipment because it was labeled for children ages 5 to 12. The fact that kids have always played on equipment without an age label, for instance, trees, matters not. Further, number 5, a woman is given a stark warning after she says two women and three men attempted to abduct her daughter at a rest stop on Interstate 74 in Indiana, announced a TV station in Ohio. This info came from the woman's Facebook page. In a post, she explained she'd been at the rest stop when two ladies looked at her daughter as three men stood in front of a minivan with its doors open. the fact that none of them actually attempted an abduction didn't get in the way of this juicy non-story. So basically, Mom had a very active imagination, which, you know, it's good that an adult has kept their imagination through old age, but in this case, it wasn't a good thing because it created hysteria around a situation, even got a news station to cover the so-called story, when in reality, nothing actually happened. Two women looked at her daughter, three men stood in front of a minivan, which had its door open, while at a gas station. At a rest stop.
And the side of the van said, free candy, come no. here, little girl.
No, nothing like that.
No. Just imagine the whole thing.
Just a narrative happening in the woman's head about what she thought these people were up to. Number six, and this is where a lot of this starts, right? A lot of people get very creative when it comes to their belief that lurking around every corner, hiding behind every bush, that there's some pervert just waiting to kidnap their kids or some murderer looking to slaughter their children, and it's just the evidence isn't there for it. In fact, the evidence is contrary to that there have been fewer of these sorts of abductions over the years.
Right, but, you know, when the news media winds up latching onto these things with no evidence, and yes, I'm going to put Republicans on blast here. You've got Republicans talking about the increasing crime rates when the statistics actually show crime is going down.
Violent crime, yeah.
It's just ridiculous that talking about people with active imaginations, yet they're in Washington, they're called Congress. It's no wonder that people wind up thinking that every time there's somebody standing by a minivan with a door open,
he's a child molester.
Must be a child molester. He's trying to abduct, you know, little Susie.
Number six.
We go to number six, there are places that have passed regulations. Now, these are like local cities that have passed regulations, or at least attempted to pass regulations and ordinances, that adults are not allowed in playgrounds unless they are supervised by children.
Oh, yeah.
Because, well, if you're just sitting at a playground on a park bench, doesn't matter that it's, you know, right across the street from where you work and you just want to sit outside to eat your lunch.
Yep, you're not allowed.
You must be some kind of sex pervert and you're wanting to rape all the kids.
We'll continue. We got a whole other five more of this list of the, they're calling it, she's calling it the top 10. It's more like the worst, top 10 worst is what she's saying. Helicopter parenting moments, overreactions, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. All of it destroying your freedom to raise your kids with encouraging independence. More coming up.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our last lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Talking about helicopter parenting. Which, there's just no shortage of examples of this stuff. I would have loved to have covered all of these stories during the year. Just, you know, we didn't see them. Because these are always entertaining in a horrible way.
Yeah.
Not quite as horrible as having the police bust down your front door, but it wouldn't surprise me if they, you know, did this bust down somebody's front door someday over letting their kids, you know, walk to the park alone or something like that. And so we're going down this list here from Lenar Skenazy of the Free Range Kids blog, the so-called worst mother of the year from some, I forget which organization anointed her with that years ago when she first kind of made headlines, for allowing her then 10-year-old son to actually take the subway home and buses and subway or whatever, home from school in New York City, in Manhattan or wherever it was that they lived in the city. And people thought that was just a horrible thing for her to do. And her argument was, well, I want my son to be able to grow up at the pace that he's ready for. And if he's ready for walking home from school or riding a bus, you know, taking a public bus or public subway home from school, then I trust that my son's ready for that. And we're going to let him have that experience. And it's not risky. It's not risky at all. I mean, come on. The idea that there's risk involved in walking home from school or whatever. Yeah, probably your greatest risk is being hit by a car, let alone, you know, being abducted or something ridiculous like that. But still, you could still get hit by a car while in a bus. And that's not any good either because there's no seatbelts or anything like that in a school bus. So, you know, you may end up getting hurt that way too. So,
yeah, it's, you know, kind of funny that most states, and New Hampshire is one of them, that children under the age of 18, and that's the legal definition, must wear a seatbelt unless you put like 50 of them on a bus.
Is it 18 in New Hampshire or 16?
I thought it was anyone under 18 had to wear a seatbelt in New Hampshire. It could be 16, but you know, most states it's everybody, regardless of age. But you know, in New Hampshire, if you put 50 of them on a bus, then, oh, wait, no, you don't need a seatbelt then because reasons.
Yeah, you're right, it's 18. It's 18 here. All right, so let's continue. We'll share more from the list over at Reason.com. This is number 6. This story we actually did cover, Penn State's outing club. This is a college, mind you, can no longer go outside since hikers typically venture beyond the limits of cell phone coverage.
Hold on. This isn't helicopter parenting. This is school administrators gone insane.
But it's the same insanity. It's the same overprotective insanity. The club is 98 years old and is an outdoor club. It was originally designed to get kids to, you know, college students to go outside and hike,
right. You
know, go places that are not inside the college, and now they cannot go outside anymore. Quote, student safety in any activity is our primary focus, said a university spokes bureaucrat. The 98-year-old club is still allowed to hold film festivals and host speakers and explore the great indoors.
Can we watch a movie about somebody climbing a mountain?
Yes, apparently.
Can we watch a movie about somebody running the Antarctic Marathon, which is
yes,
a thing?
You can watch movies about
anything.
But
that's dangerous. That guy might wind up getting really cold outside.
The guy watching the movie?
No, the guy that is in the movie, can't encourage that bad behavior.
Don't give him any ideas, Daryl.
Can we watch the movie about, 72 hours, about the guy that was trapped in the canyon and then cut his old arm off with his pocket knife? Can we watch that movie? Or would that encourage bad behavior as well?
So this is what we're talking about, though. This is, you're taking it to its next level, but it's already ridiculous. It's already outrageous.
Yeah.
The idea that the outing club cannot go outside on a college campus is pretty insane. Oh, there's no cell phone coverage, therefore too dangerous? Really? Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Number 7.
Oh, and it's 127 hours is the name of the film I was thinking of, not 72 hours. That's a different movie.
Number 7. A school in East London, England, forbid its 1,500 students from touching snow because this could tempt them to make snowballs. To skeptics, headmaster Guess Smith said, it only takes one student, one piece of grit, one stone in a snowball in an eye with an injury, and we change our view.
You're going to shoot your eye out, kid.
Well, yeah, that's the claim. Or in. It's hard to shoot your eye out, right? Shoot it.
Right, but that's what in A Christmas Story, yes, everybody tells, you're going to shoot your eye out, kid.
So no more snowballs at the school in East London, England.
And again, there needs to be a better term than helicopter parent if several of these stories are going to be about school administrators.
I get what you're saying here.
It's
dude,
just like
it's
genetically modified organism.
Yeah.
Needs to have a different thing.
Well, come up with a better term. Helicopter society. Okay, how about that? This is the same idea that these people are responding to parents who are overprotective. They themselves may also be overprotective parents.
Let's just call it overprotective adults.
Okay, sure. Number 8. Texas writer May Cobb was returning to her car with her autistic 5-year-old after a day in the park when they were stopped by the police. Someone had reported a boy with messy hair and too short of pants. Even the cops were embarrassed to be following up on this, but they did anyway. Number 9, a documentary.
Too short. So was he wearing shorts? Was he wearing capris? Or were the pants that he was wearing just happened to have been, you know, like hiked up like he was ready for a flood?
I don't know, and I don't know why any of those things would result in somebody calling the police.
Yeah, like, I guess... Oh, it's 40 degrees out, and he's wearing shorts. That seems kind of odd.
Yeah, I'm looking here at the actual... So they link to the original stories in all of these, and I'm looking here to see if it...
This is one of those where I definitely want more information. The one about, you know, the school administrators. You can't dare touch snow, because not a single snowflake thinks that it causes the avalanche. But avalanches happen nonetheless.
It doesn't say. He apparently picked his own shorts on that particular day, so they didn't like his choice of shorts, I guess. Number 8, Texas writer. Oh, that's one I just did. Number 9, a documentary about Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. Oh, we talked about this one. Showed him kissing his 11-year-old son on the lips. The media went wild. New York CBS TV station asked people what they thought, but as one local pointed out, who doesn't hate Tom Brady here? I guess that's a little football.
Yeah, so
thing.
Yeah, the New England Patriots are headquartered in Boston. Philadelphia right. has their own team, and yep, if you're an Eagles fan, you don't like anybody else.
Or this was, I guess, New York where they did the interviews.
Oh, I
what's that?
For
Jets?
Some reason, I
the Giants.
You, well, there's the Giants and the Jets yeah. That neither
both
are actually
in. Jersey,
in
right?
Yeah, they both play in the same stadium in New Jersey. Neither of them actually have offices in New York City anymore.
Too expensive. Number 10, busybodies. This is the last one on the list. Busybodies waved down police when they saw a boy age 8 or thereabouts walking by himself.
Dun, dun, dun.
He told the cops he was going to grandma's, and he likes walking there. Grandmother confirmed. Police then spoke to his parents about the dangers of letting children walk alone to grandma's.
Right, because there's lions and tigers and bears, oh my, and then one of the wolves
that's funny,
might eat grandma, and then you get there, and then you'll say, my grandma, what big eyes you have!
You didn't read this in advance, did you? Because that's the joke they made. They actually say here a reason. It's unclear whether they added anything about big bad wolves.
Yeah.
Thankfully, not all the news was bad. This spring, Utah passed America's first free-range parenting law, which decreed that parents cannot be considered negligent simply for letting their kids run errands, play outside, wait briefly in the car under some circumstances, or come home with a latchkey. It's a start, at least. See you in 2019. That was Lenore Skenazy over at The Reason Hit and Run blog.
Now, I would love to see what some of these overly protective adults would have to say about a story that I just saw in Runner's World that I won't get into. But an 8-year-old boy that was fighting leukemia ran a marathon. We can't just
thing?
Let... They're upset that an 8-year-old was walking to grandma's house.
Right.
Here's an 8-year-old kid running 26.2 miles while battling leukemia.
Well, at least we know that he could run away from a potential abductor.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's crazy. And this,
his finish time is about an hour faster than mine.
By the way, I do actually have one of these cool little dramatic music cues that I never use often enough, but I really like, but I just didn't have it ready. But I'm still going to play it anyway, just because I like it. We got more coming up. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves if you've got an example of ridiculous overparenting, helicoptering. Feel free to share it with us on the way. Border wall GoFundMe apparently is in controversy. Daryl has the
story. And in jeopardy.
Coming up.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.